Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting second. The right fielder, Josie Deb. Batting third. The DH, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Horace Speed. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zdeb moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive towards third. Braun reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wathan moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zdeb is called out on strikes. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waits fires to first and has Washington trapped. There's the throw to Verizer who tags Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 1 in the game. Speed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Speed reaches second base with a double. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Kuiper scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaz moves to third. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle strikes out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Speed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speed. The throw from Porter and he is out, Terrell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Washington strikes out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Speed who is chasing the ball. Zdeb reaches third base with a triple. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Zdeb scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wayven takes first base on ball 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Willie Wilson pinch runs for John Wayven. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Steve Braun. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Hurdle scores. It's 3-2, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing third base. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Clint Hurdle now playing right field. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Josie Depp now playing second base. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning bunts towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Raboski now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. Grubb moves to second. It's Royals, 3, Indians, 3. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Horace Speed. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Jim Norris pinch hits for Ted Cox. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Alexander moves to third. Carbo moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.